There was a massive Commander Legends leak from an eBay listing. Somebody leaked a huge amount of cards, and honestly, I am very confident that they are real. Let's get into it. Please subscribe if you're enjoying the content. Alright, so there are a lot of cards that were shown, so let's get into the two main ones. So, first main one, they are in a different language, so I'm not sure exactly what the name is, but it's Tevesh Sot Fool's Bane is what it is. Basically, we don't know for sure. And it has partner, and it can be your commander. It's a planeswalker, a legendary planeswalker, with 4 loyalty. It costs 4 and a black to cast. So it can be your commander. It's 5 mana, 4 loyalty it starts out with. Plus 2, create 2/0/1 thrall tokens. Plus 1, you may sacrifice another creature or planeswalker. If you do, draw 2 cards, then draw another card if the sacrificed permanent was a commander. And negative 10, gain control of over all commanders. Put all commanders from the command zone onto the battlefield under your control. So I think it's great to have the one color commander in black. Maybe they'll make a whole cycle with this. They are also doing it in red, which will be the next color I'm going to be talking about. So the next card I'm going to be talking about. I think this is decent. It's not really... I mean, making thralls is nice, and sacrificing creatures or planeswalkers to draw is also fine, but it's not particularly powerful, or does it, or leads to a specific archetype. So, next card is Jeska, Reborn Thrice. 2 and a red for a 0 loyalty planeswalker, and it has the same thing before, partner, and can be your commander. It comes into play with a loyalty counter for each time you've cast your commander from the command zone this game. So that would count both commanders if it's partner, if you have another partner, which you almost definitely would. And it has these abilities. 0, choose a creature. If that creature deals combat damage to an opponent until your next turn, it deals 3 times the damage instead. And negative X, Jeska deals X damage to up to 3 targets. It's alright. I mean, it's not gonna have too many loyalty counters, so the negative X isn't gonna be that much. I mean, if eventually it will have more, but you're gonna have to cast things over and over and over again, which is doable because the negative X can just kill it and then you can cast it again, but then it costs more. So, I don't know how I feel about it. It doesn't seem that great, but it definitely could be worse. And these two together seem pretty nice. Alright, so those are the main two. And now we get into everything else. So I just was just exposed to this. Like, I just want to get this out as quick as possible. But from what I see, most of this is reprints. I'm not sure if there are any new cards pictured. So let's see what we can see. A lot of this is going to be difficult to see. I don't know. Like, you can just kind of look through here and see. I'm seeing a lot of reprints. I see a Fleshbag Marauder. I see, something with arms. It's a pretty janky aura. I see something that gains control of creatures. I see a lot. Oh, that one looks familiar. So I see a lot of cards here that I recognize, and I know they're reprints. I see a Boros Charm. I see a Prosh. I see a counterspell that only works if someone doesn't pay 4. I see... let's see. I don't think any of these cards are new. Any of the cards in this image, I don't think they're new. But I could be wrong. I think this is all just old... reprints. So there are definitely some good reprints here. Prosh is notable. This card, which is, it can exile 2 artifacts and enchantments for 2 white, and I can't remember what it's called. So there's a lot of reprints here, and I'm not seeing too much new art, which is a little disappointing. And a lot of these cards, I'm not sure what they are. So maybe like this one, for example, or this one, it could be a new card, but Thing is, first of all, it is in a different language. And second of all, I couldn't read that, you know? Like, even if you did know that language, it would be very difficult to read it. So maybe there's some new cards, but I really don't think there are any new cards in that image. All right, so in this next image, I see a Timna off the bat. I see some cards we saw earlier, so we might get some clearer photos. I see a Nekusar, I see a Zedru, and I see, what is this? I'm not sure what this is, but I know it's a card. I just don't remember what it's called. I see the cards we saw earlier. There's a lot of cards here. I'm not sure. There's a lot of things here, so we'll see. I don't think there is anything new, but there might be. I see a Fertilid. I see an artifact that will tap to give opponents mana. I don't think there are any new cards in these. Maybe there are, maybe there aren't. But basically, you just get to see a lot of the reprints. So if you're thinking of buying any of these cards, don't. I was going to say the price might just go down a lot now, and it will, but it'll go down a lot lower when the set comes out. But that will be in a long time, so we'll see what happens. But, I mean, that's the main leak. There's also, I'll leave a link in the description to a Reddit thread, and there's some information that people were able to see. One person did some editing and stuff, and basically looked through and found a legendary Boros Kaladesh Dwarf, a legendary Orzhov Innistrad Angel, legendary Blue Owl, legendary Blue Sphinx, legendary Green, maybe an Ooze, legendary Green something, a very cute legendary Sultai Turtle, legendary Jeskai Grixis Ogre Wizard, legendary Black Zombie Wizard, and legendary Orzhov Vampire, and a legendary Dimir Merfolk. 90% of these I recognize as a specific card, so I can't really pull up the exact names for all of these, but I know that almost all of these are cards, so I assume that all the ones pictured are reprints, but I could be wrong. I really don't know for sure. Oh, look at that. Wow, the listing has ended. So we don't know. Someone bought it. Someone bought this. That's crazy. I was thinking of that, but I don't have money, so that would be a bad idea. Point is, I don't know. I mean, it's just, this is crazy. It's a huge leak, and I don't like leaks. You know, I don't like when all of this information is revealed. But it's just gonna happen sometimes. All right, well, I mean, that's it. I just want to get this out early. I want to have this information out. If you look on the eBay link, I don't think it will work because it ended. Someone bought it. So you can look on the Reddit thread, which honestly won't have too much information. But what it will have is an imager link, which I will just leave in the description, which has all of these pictures with, I'd say, the same quality, honestly. I don't think these are any worse as the ones on the eBay listing, but I could be wrong. So, thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.